From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In the aftermath of natural disasters like Harvey, contributions pour into well-known relief agencies like the Red Cross and Catholic Charities. But crowdfunding is also playing a growing role. Pop-up campaigns are proliferating on sites like GoFundMe and YouCaring. Some are seeking money to help individual families whose homes flooded. Others support causes like pet rescue or hot meals. Marketplace's Amy Scott takes a look at how the rise of crowdfunding has changed disaster relief.
Maggie Bergen of Dallas, Georgia, wanted to raise money for the Houston Public Schools, where her sister works, so she set up a GoFundMe campaign.
We just wanted to find a way to help, and this seemed to be the best way to do it.
At last check, she'd raised almost $5,000. Evan Paul with the charity tracker GuideStar says donors tend to give a lot more to projects that support individuals. It's not clear if that comes at the expense of larger charities.
Hopefully, the pie overall is getting larger and we're seeing more charitable support for disaster recovery overall.
Crowdfunding comes with some risks, says Una Osili with Indiana University's School of Philanthropy.
One advantage of giving to an established nonprofit is that there's a way of verifying whether this is indeed an established organization.
Of course, even the Red Cross has come under fire for its handling of disasters in Haiti and New Orleans. Osili says donors should do their research before making any donation. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.